VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran is promising to retaliate against the perpetrators of Wednesday's terror attack on a military convoy that killed at least 27 border soldiers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Many others were wounded. Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a statement following the attack, said terrorist groups were capable of committing such an inhumane act because of the support of some countries in the region. The statement didn't specify those countries, but Iran has often accused UAE and Saudi Arabia in the past of supporting Sunni militant groups inside Iran, an accusation both countries have denied. A former U.S. Air Force counterintelligence officer who defected to Iran 6 years ago has been charged with spying for the Iranian government and helping Iran target other U.S. intelligence agents. 39-year-old Monica Witt was indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington on charges of passing classified information to the Iranian government. President Trump appears ready to accept the bipartisan border security deal aimed at avoiding another partial government shutdown. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's waiting to get a final text of the deal.
We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines.
While the agreement would keep the government open, it would also give him just a fraction of the border wall money he's demanding. The president said several times yesterday he's unhappy with the deal, and today in the Oval Office would not tip his hand on whether he'd actually back it, saying only that he wants to avoid another government closure.
Shutdown would be a terrible thing.
The president's also insisting there will be a wall no matter what else happens. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. The Democrat-controlled House rebuked President Trump Wednesday, voting to cut off U.S. military assistance to the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The vote was 248 to 177. It was one of the only times the House has ever used the War Powers Act. The measure now goes to the Senate, which passed a similar measure before the 2018 midterm elections, setting up a possible showdown with the White House. An award-winning Philippine journalist and founder of a news website that has clashed repeatedly with President Rodrigo Duterte was arrested Wednesday by government agents. Maria Ressa was charged with libel. She was taken into custody following a complaint from a businessman linked to murder and trafficking in humans and drugs. Information has emerged on what likely caused a deadly fire at a budget hotel in New Delhi, India. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Indian police say the blaze that killed 17 people was likely caused by an electrical short circuit. No foul play is suspected in the early morning fire Tuesday that also injured 4 people. Meanwhile, the Press Trust of India news agency says police have arrested the hotel's general manager and another manager on homicide charges. The hotel developer had a permit from the fire department to build up to 4 stories, but the building appeared to have 6 floors, including an unauthorized kitchen on top of the roof, built from sheets of fiberglass. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a landmark vote, Australian lawmakers have made it easier for sick refugees held offshore to be treated inside the country. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Independent lawmakers, the Australian Greens and the opposition Labor Party, have joined forces to humiliate Australia's minority centre-right coalition government. The bill passed Tuesday in the House of Representatives by a single vote and was approved by the upper chamber, the Senate, on Wednesday. The government had argued the new medical evacuation law would encourage more asylum seekers to try to reach Australia by sea and that some would died during the voyage. Prime Minister Scott Morrison accused opposition politicians of weakening border security.
President Trump and Colombian President Iván Duque met Wednesday in Washington to talk about efforts to push Venezuela's leftist President Nicolas Maduro from power. At the outset of the discussions at the White House, Duque told Trump, "We want to put an end to the brutal dictatorship in Venezuela." Trump said Venezuela is in turmoil. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.